Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. Just about a year ago, I shared some good news about cool pavement programs all around the country and the world. I'll play that episode at the end of this episode if you're interested in a reminder about the science. But I wanted to update the story a little bit because a year-long study taking place in the Pacoima neighborhood in Los Angeles has just wrapped up, and it has definitive positive results. And by positive, I mean lower temperatures, which is the entire intent of the Cool Streets, Cool Pavement program. More than a million square feet of Pacoima were painted with reflective paint to see if this could be a very cost-effective, relatively simple way to reduce heat in an urban heat island. The results show that surface temperature was dropped by about 10 degrees Fahrenheit. And what seems pretty cool to me is that the ambient temperature, like the temperature when you're just in the neighborhood, also dropped by about 2 degrees on a normal day and 3.5 degrees during heat waves. I read about this in Fast Company, and they highlighted one of the findings too that is pretty interesting. This coating also meant that the pavement took longer to warm up before noon and would cool off faster afternoon. In some of the interviews with Pacoima residents, they noted that their cars weren't as hot in the morning, and a local basketball league at a park was able to take advantage of the outdoor basketball courts because this paint made the courts usable. Pretty small changes in the grand scheme of things, but definitely improving the everyday lives of Pacoima residents. And as a tool in the toolbox, this can certainly be a part of cooling down our cities a little bit. I'll play the original episode now. Thanks for listening. Today's good news comes to us from hot cities all across the United States. We're talking about Los Angeles, Phoenix, and San Antonio. These cities, and really all cities when it gets warm out, deal with something called the urban heat island effect. It's kind of right there in the name, but the urban heat island effect basically describes the fact that cities get really hot. There are fewer nice cooling trees. There are buildings and infrastructure gathering up heat during the day and releasing it during the night. And modern cities are super duper paved, and black asphalt absorbs a ton of heat. If you've ever walked down a hot road in the middle of the summer, you know all about this effect from personal experience. So over the past few years, LA, Phoenix, and San Antonio have been experimenting with a technology called cool pavements. Research into this technology has been going on for years at this point, including at the MIT Concrete Sustainability Hub. And it seems like in the last 4 or 5 years, good data has been coming out and the results are promising. From this MIT research, I was reminded of something called albedo. Albedo is how we measure surface reflectivity. So dark asphalt streets have very low albedo and they absorb more light. And high albedo surfaces are brighter and they reflect more. To me, this of course brings to mind the whitest white paint that we've covered on the Good News Podcast before. And this paint might end up on a building's roof or walls in the near future to passively cool buildings that it's painted on. So that is the science we're talking about here. LA has been experimenting with cool pavement technologies for a few years now, and it seems like has really picked up the pace with a goal to have 1,500 city blocks covered in like the next five-ish years. Phoenix has a similar program too. And since 2020, so far, 70 miles of residential streets have gotten this cool pavement coating. Finally, the news that got me thinking about this in the first place, San Antonio just this year is kicking off their own pilot program, and residents have apparently already started to feel the positive effects of cooler streets. From what I can tell, all three cities are using a water-based asphalt treatment that goes on top of the existing asphalt. It doesn't seem to contain any harmful chemicals and has the potential to lower the asphalt temperature by 10 to 12 degrees. This sort of technology is just one tool in a city's toolkit, of course, and I think these programs are also getting paired with other climate change resilience efforts, including planting a bunch more trees, which can be super helpful to reduce the urban heat island effect as well. But all this feels like good news, particularly because it seems like the rate of installation is increasing, and big cities are taking their rising temperatures more seriously and really getting into gear trying to mitigate the effects a little bit. That is the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.